DeKalb is a university town, but even growing up in the shadow of Northern Illinois University, that doesn't mean every student sees themselves as a potential college student. AP classes are one way to make a student feel college ready. They can also earn actual college credit from them, too. Equal Opportunity Schools aims to close racial and economic gaps prevalent in those AP programs. This is the second year DeKalb High School has been partnered with them. Most of last year was spent getting the program off the ground.
It felt like building the plane in midair.
James Horn is the principal at the high school. It's done through data analysis as well as student and staff surveys. The staff nominate students they think could be an AP, and the students nominate staff they see as trusted adults to support them. In those surveys, they also get to point out the barriers in the way of taking those courses.
A sense of belonging. Is advanced coursework for me? Do people believe in me? Are my peers going to be there? How am I going to interact with people once I'm in that class?
Horn says he remembers those same invisible lines between those who have always been in accelerated classes and those who weren't.
If they don't feel that sense of belonging, then a lot of times they don't walk into that room. We're giving them permission to walk into that room.
Permission is one of the most important aspects of the program, and that goes for teachers too. Horn says students may be aware of the programs, but it's a lot different to be tapped on the shoulder and told by a teacher that you'd be a good fit. Vicki Tuscan is the DeKalb School District's Secondary Curriculum Coordinator.
That is something all of our teachers long for, but because of the demands and class sizes and the things that they have to face every day, being able to bring that to the table and really nurture that student-teacher trust can't be underestimated.
In year one, they added around 80 new students to AP classes. Those new students are also more representative of the district's diverse student population. But when you have so many students who maybe have never taken an advanced class before, teachers need more tools to help them succeed. For example, Horn says one teacher told them they had a student who was doing well, but struggled with the complexity of some of the multiple choice AP tests.
And the responses on an AP is a little bit different than you would see in a normal class. So what she's having to do is giving some analysis techniques to that student that the student otherwise probably wouldn't have had.
To get college credit from AP classes, you have to pass an AP test. Students identified as part of the Equal Opportunity Schools program will take them for the first time in the spring. But the tests can be a financial burden for students. They cost $94 a pop. Right now, DeKalb is covering the cost of one test per student. But some students want to take more than one test to earn as many college credits as possible in high school. District officials say they're looking into State Board of Education grants to potentially expand test reimbursement. Others worry throwing new students into advanced classes could set them up to fail. Sasha Rabkin says that's normally not the case. He's the chief strategy officer at Equal Opportunity Schools.
Our data shows that desegregation doesn't lead to a drop in average pass rate. It doesn't lead to a drop in average grade earned in those classes.
He says 3/4 of students first identified by the program pass their first AP courses. But Horn says the benefits of the program go beyond test scores.
It's all about enriching opportunity for students.
And a chance for them to feel better prepared for that big step to college. I'm Peter Medlin.